We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As we said, big doings this week, hopefully. Our fingers are crossed because of the pending storm. As the first round of the state playoffs start, Joshua Wilson joins us now from FloridaHSFootball.com. Josh, thanks so much for taking the time. I guess you've been spending most of your day trying to figure out what the heck this storm's going to do.
I mean, I think we know what this storm's going to do. It's gonna create havoc for us this week.
Do they have a contingency plan of any sort?
They have just told the schools basically it's based upon what the school districts are doing, and they've told them either try to move it up to Thursday or you can back it up to Saturday, but Monday is not an option right now.
Wow,
that is what they have been told.
Wow, that's pretty strange. This is the first year with the new format. Obviously, you did a big show last week on Varsity Sports Network and also your website at FloridaHSFootball.com. Talk about what you've seen, because there's a lot of intriguing matchups, but a lot of people are saying, well, if there was no rural or there's no suburbs, it might have been better because now it's kind of diluted, with two or three teams here, but when there could have been five and six. What is your impression of this?
I mean, you look at first with going to the true seeding format, Blue, and I think, that 4-5 matchup becomes a very interesting matchup instead of the past years where you'd be almost like, oh, well, the 5's going to blow out the 4 because it was the weakest district champion out of the 4 district champions. Now it's more like, okay, the teams that are lined up, it's going to be more of based upon the strength of these teams. And I think, at the end of the day, you're expecting, that 1A matchup, that's traditionally going to be, where you're expecting that 1 seed to win that game. Not to say that an 8 seed can't win that game, because we've seen that happen before in years past where an 8 seed beats a 1. But that 8-1 game is going to be more in mind of what it really truly should be in terms of what it's going to be. But then you look further down the line, you start looking at that the 4-5 matchup, that 3-6 matchup, and those are games that should be really, competitively close. And I think that's going to be the interesting part right there. I mean, I've seen some interesting games already on the docket. I think the big question outside of these games is just how does this potential hurricane going to affect these games with teams with less practice time that may not be able to practice tomorrow, may not be able to practice Thursday before they go play a game, potentially Friday if they can, or they're not playing until Saturday. So there's a lot of question marks there. But when you start looking at these matchups that are sitting there, I think it's really exciting to see, you've got some really interesting games sitting there, especially like when I'm looking at, looking at South Florida. I mean, not so much maybe the 4M, but maybe somewhere down like looking at the 3M bracket, I think you start to get some interesting matchups down in that thing. And of course, you can start to look at some of the other regions like region 3 and 2M, for example, where you're like, you're looking at a potential, American Heritage Colonel Gibbons rematch in the regional final. So that could be very interesting right there.
Or Dillard and Ely in the second round. Maybe they could finish what they started last week. And
right. No, yeah, so, it's exactly right.
Yeah, so you got to, it's intriguing. And obviously, Josh, everybody can't be happy. And I know that you know that because you've been doing this long enough. But there's a couple of people are saying, what is Sanford Seminole, 1 seed, going on the road in the first game, first round against an 8 seed? What is Homestead as a 1 seed going on the road against North Miami, an 8 seed? Talk about that.
Okay, so with the change to the true seeding, going to true seeding order, they put a caveat in. And the caveat basically came down to is basically this. Okay, well, if you're a lower seeded district champion and you're paired up with a higher seeded wild card team, you're going to get to host that first round game only. to give the district champ something, saying, hey, congratulations, you won the district, you're going to get the host, but we're not seating you. We're seating you based on the where you fell in the order of the rank, of the seating order.
Right.
And then of course, then, you know, that, you know, that case, you know, people were like, well, you know, like I explained it. Okay. Well, district champs. Okay. You can get a home game in one of several different ways. So, okay. Be a top four seed, obviously, you know, you get in that top four and you're in the final power ranking, or, you know, you're a lower seeded district champ hosting a wild card. Or, you know, hey, it's pretty much, hey, you get a district, you know, like I said. And the other thing is, if it's a district champ versus district champ, hey, the higher seed, the district champ's hosting. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, the format lines up teams better in terms of a matchup. Like, I think if you really want to talk about where this really benefits, is like that 4-5 matchup in 3M Region 3, where you got Delray Beach Atlantic going against Plantation. I think that is a really intriguing matchup, like where this true seating order kind of fell at. Whereas here, you know, if this had gone one through, had been the district champ seeded 1-4 first, we wouldn't get that matchup during the first round. But this, that 4-5 matchup with Atlantic and Plantation is a good example of where, you know, hey, those teams are very likely similar. They're going to go at it.
Yeah, no doubt. Josh Wilson joining us. Obviously, if you, the minute that we have left, because we're going to get you on in another couple of weeks as we get closer. I just want to let everybody know. Let them know how they can follow you, Josh, because that's important. Your website, all the writing that you do, your social media, because that's going to be important for people to follow. Let everybody know how they could do that.
Well, obviously, 4HSFootball.com, Twitter at FLHSFootball, Instagram, Facebook at 4HSFootball. Going to get a lot of stuff, get ready here for the playoffs here tonight and tomorrow. Of course, you know, with the pending hurricane, you know, we're going to have extended into Saturday with playoffs, so get ready for that. It's going to be fun here as we get ready to go for between the championships in Tallahassee and Fort Lauderdale in a few weeks.
No doubt. Josh, thanks so much. As I said, you'll be coming back on a couple of times before the state championship, and we'll keep breaking things down. Again, have a good night. Be safe.
Appreciate it, Blue.
Good stuff. Josh Wilson from Florida HSF Football.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.